Welcome, everybody. It is
4:00.
Hi, Mike. I'm going to Bill. Do you want to do the? Do you want to do roll call?
I don't think I have the.
Okay,
the,
I'll do it. I'll do
numbers.
It. Okay.
Sorry.
It's 4:04 p.m. and we're calling this meeting to order of the KPFT Development and Outreach Working Group. Okay, so Teresa Allen is here. Is Judon Boney here? No, I'm not hearing him, but he said he's coming on. Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier?
Here.
Thank you. Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Thank you, Anissa. Thank you, Bill. Lyndon Foley? Not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper?
Here.
Thank you, Tom. Wally James? Not hearing Wally. Mike Lewis?
I'm here.
Thank you, Mike. Robin Lewis? Not hearing Robin. Carol McGregor? I'm not hearing Carol. Darrell Williams said that she was working and asked for an excused absence. Nancy Zabar-Naratomi? Not hearing you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing Wendy. Deb Shapto?
Here.
Welcome, Deb. I'm getting return emails from Jim Sheridan. If anybody has been in touch with Jim Sheridan, please call me and let me know. Venicia Williams is working and said that she would not be able to come. Maybe her, because she's teaching, so maybe she'll be able to come on later. Okay, is there anyone else on the call whose name I did? I'm sorry? Wendy? Was that Wendy?
Yes.
Thank you, Wendy. Is there anyone else that's on the call and that I didn't call your name? Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Oh. Yes, go ahead, Bill.
I move to excuse Darrell Robbins and Venetia Williams.
Okay. Is there any objection to excusing Darrell and Venetia? Hearing
no.
None. The, I'm sorry?
No.
No? Okay. So Darrell and Venetia excused. All right. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to the agenda, which I sent out? I've sent it out several times, and it's on the web page. I'll read it real quickly. Call to order and roll call is one. Number two is approved agenda. Number three, approved minutes. Number four, report from the IGM or development director. Number five, fundraising. And that includes A, upcoming pledge drive, B, vehicle donations, C, email blast, D, how can LSB members help, E is gala, F is other, six is outreach issues, which includes A, social media, B, website, C, email blast, D, any other special efforts to reach listeners. Number seven is new business. Number eight is set next meeting. And number nine is adjourn. Does anybody have any objection to the agenda as read? Okay, pass without objection. Okay, since Judon does not appear to be on.
This is Judon.
Yay, Judon.
Yay.
Okay. So, Judon, did you want to say anything before we, did you hear me read the agenda, Judon?
No, but after the agenda, so no, it's on the agenda.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Somebody needs to mute.
The agenda is in the email, so I've seen it.
Okay, you've seen the agenda. Okay, so you're next on the agenda. Do you have anything to report to us?
Okay. Hold on, please.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm pulling, let me just kind of give everybody the bottom line. We've ended our fund drive, which went during the month of April. So I extended it for two more weeks because we like everybody else, have had challenges raising money. We raised about, again, this is from about $110,000, $115,000, which is about $5,000 of what we needed. We have enough money in the budget, in the bank, to basically cover the month of September, one more month. We have our next, which is a major fund drive for the year that starts in October, about mid-October, and that's where we raise the most money per year historically, and we need to raise about $200,000 to $250,000in that drive in order to basically complete the budget for the year. So that's about where we are. Pretty responsive in terms of our strategy. One, we're kind of letting our donors kind of rest for the next 30 days, so it's not a perpetual fund drive. I'm composing a written and video appeal, which I will send out, or staff will send out to our major donors. They already have five, and that's what we're working on right now. The building, we have a mold problem, an electrical problem, leaks, and foundation. Those are major structural problems at the radio station. So we can't work or meet at the station or broadcast from the station. I have some bids on the mold and some bids on the electrical, and we're evaluating those before we make any financial commitments. We will report it to the board. That's high priority, and we should have some estimates and projections in the next week or so. So that's kind of where we are, bottom line. Any questions? Okay, Teresa.
All right. So does anybody have any questions about the I do have a question, but does anybody else have any questions?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, and thank you, Judon. I guess this is sort of a follow-up. Any progress on the motion that the Finance Committee passed back in, I believe it was May, on operational changes that would improve our revenue?
Are you talking about programming changes?
Well, mostly to facilitate letting programmers do live shows from home. That seems to be the big thing that everybody's says is really impacting our listenership on donations.
Yes, we have. We, in fact, got a report from John Olmec today on a live broadcast from home capability. And I looked at it. The cost to have, you can do it for free, but there's a premium, so to speak, application that costs about $23 a month, which gives you all of the potential features, just like you're live in the studio. It looks pretty good. So I'm going to try to execute that, like, right away. And that just came in, and Olmec will facilitate us doing that.
So I think John from Pacifica, right? John Almella is his name.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Now, is that $23 a month per programmer or for the whole station?
I'm basically going to offer it for the whole station and all the programmers. I think it's something that we can use. Now, again, people's internet connections may be an issue. Some folks may not feel technically able, but I think the majority of all of our major owners are major programmers who have made it done. Most of us can use it and use it easily. I've looked at it. It's not a difficult thing to use. terms of the application.
Is that the one called Clean Feed or something like that?
I think it is. I can look it up. But
it looks pretty easy. It was like on a website, so you just do it from a website, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that looks pretty easy.
Clean Feed.
Like that. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
CLEANFEED.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that's
Bill,
the same one.
Bill, I hope that you're kind of taking minutes to help me with this. I'm trying to take minutes, but if whatever,
okay,
as long as
yeah,
you're
I'm
on the call,
minutes.
If you can try. Okay. What about Audacity? I just talked with a person yesterday, and this person produces a blues show, and she uses Audacity, and then she does something else to it and adds to it and seems very happy with it. Is there anybody in Pacifica that is using Audacity?
No, not that
an editing program.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Right.
Everybody can use Audacity. It's online to clean up your sound.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
It's for editing, you're right, and recording. Not for.
It's free too. I mean, you can learn online. I had a question, and Bill asked it too, but I didn't really understand the answer. Can I ask it?
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, Judon, is that $23 per month per programmer per show, or was it 20?
I understood it to be $23 a month for the radio station. I will double check. But I did not.
I think it is, yeah.
Because
you think
when
it is?
I don't think it.
Hold on, everybody. Let's clear
Nancy,
up one.
Nancy, let him respond before you ask the next question.
Let me ask the question. Is it your understanding that is a monthly fee for the entire station? Or does somebody have a different understanding?
No, that's what I thought, too. This is Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy, that's what I thought. But I will follow up on that and hopefully be able to report on that in the next meeting or so. And we have another meeting, I think, a board meeting, I think, tomorrow. And I'm going to try to have that information tomorrow. But my understanding is that it was once a month, $23 for the station. And I'll confirm, and I may get some help from some of you or some of the staff to run that down. Okay,
go
next question.
Nancy, did you have more questions?
Yeah, because what I was hearing about Lucy Live Light was it was like one-time payment of, what, $23 to $32, whether you had an Android or an Apple, and then that was per program. That was New York people were telling me that they were doing that.
Yeah, it's a different program, though.
Okay, so this is more expensive than if it's – well, no, it's cheaper if it's just $23 a month for the station. The other one is like, you know, about that much but a little bit more per show for I don't know how long a period. I think it's one time, but I don't know. I don't remember. Okay.
Whatever we got to pay it.
If it's the programmer paying per month, or it's the station paying per month, or if it's the programmer paying per year, it's a big difference.
So let's get to the bottom line. So if it is once a month for the station at $23 for every programmer for the station can have. We can scrape up $23 a month for the radio station. We cannot pay $23 a month for 100 different programmers. Individual programmers may do that, but this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get on the same one or two applications so that we don't have 15 different or 10 different applications by 100 different people, because that's hard to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with what everybody has suggested, we can now do that. I think we've got enough different options that 99% of our programmers can use one of those, not financially prohibited. I think that we can all scrape up at least $23 and go to work.
Good one.
I have a question on this same topic.
Go ahead,
Wendy.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So it was my understanding that somebody might have to be down there at the station to, or at least to make sure some switch never gets turned or something. Did he say anything about that?
You would want an engineer there? I have not seen anything on the application that requires somebody to be at the radio station.
Do you broadcast over the internet or do you broadcast over the transmitter?
It's going to be over the telephone.
I think it does both.
It's over the telephone at home, preferably a landline.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to a number at the station, which then goes over the air.
Okay.
If you can get this confirmed with John Almela, do you have any idea? Do you think it's going to be done by Thursday then?
No.
Well, I'd get it done within a week. Try to get it
okay.
done.
1 week. Okay.
Yeah.
Does our engineer still work there?
He still is our engineer.
Okay.
Does he have another job somewhere else?
One at a time, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
And after me was Tom. There's FCC rules that says there has to be an engineer in the station. That's an old rule. I don't know if it's going to be updated because of COVID.
I am told by our technical people that that is not the case.
Yeah, it's been changed.
Okay, good.
Because of all those automated stations.
But we do have to have someone that answers the phone for the station. Okay.
The phone.
So, Nancy, are you finished with your? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm finished. I'm finished.
What did you say, Judon?
Hold on a second. While I'm responding, let me kind of quarterback this so we don't get confused. Mm-hmm. The phone is forwarded to our answering service. Our answering service retrieves the calls and makes them available to the staff to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been forwarded for 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's better than nothing.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Just Deb. Can I stick something in, or after you, Teresa?
I think Tom is next, and then you, Deb. Tom first.
And Bill.
Ahead,
I've been
Tom.
Trying to be on the stack, too.
Okay. Tom, Bill, and then Deb.
Good.
Okay. This is Tom. It's the same thing as podcasting, okay, what you're talking about. It's only done by telephonic, okay? And then it's broadcasted to the station, which goes out on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Bill, did you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate them. Glad you're checking on that, Judon. That's great progress. I just want to make sure, we need more than just one piece of software. A lot of it, what we need is training. And a lot of the programmers don't know how to do this and won't know how to use new software and whatever else equipment they need. But we have people with lots of experience, on our staff who can help. And one of the issues we've had is that matching people up and just helping them communicate so that the people who know how to help can help the ones who need help. Is something like that happening to, more staff meetings or, and other communications so that they can, you can take advantage of all this experience we have among our staff now?
Sure, Bill. What do they help me to do? For those people that have those skill sets / experience, 2-3 people or whatever, if you'll send me an email with their contact information and phone numbers, what I will do is set up a call one amongst us, and you can be on that call so that we can understand what the experience and technical capabilities are. And
well,
then
I don't know all the ones with experience and different kinds of. There's different kinds of experience, but that's why I think just facilitating communication among all the programmers, you know, via staff meeting, you know, video, audio, even emails.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that they can say, hey, I know how to do this, I can help you with that, and I need help with this. And because you're going to need a certain amount of equipment, you know, you don't need a lot. You can use a headset, for example.
Are you one of them? No, you're not hot.
But they need some training. And Bobby won't have time to individually help everybody. So that's why we need, you know, to use the assets we have, the experience. And
that would probably help. Just tell the programmers to respond and sign up. That's a good idea. Sorry. But I think my son would be one of them.
Yeah.
So let me again. The way I communicate is essentially by email. I do that for two reasons. One, it creates an historical written record, and we don't have to rely on memory, and we put a timetable on it. I think that's a good suggestion, Bill. What I was suggesting is if we have one person other than our engineer, Bobby, or two people that know how to use those applications and are willing, then we'll set up a conference call or two where others can be invited to get that information, get that coaching and tutoring, and get an application. So I think that's great. And if you, again, send me an email. I'm writing notes, but there's a lot coming at me so that I can just make sure we get that done and get it done soon.
Okay.
Thanks for the suggestion, Bill.
All right. Deb Shafto?
I don't know whether it's relevant or not, but George used to do his program from up here in New York, and I have a very expensive microphone here that I have no use whatsoever except for hanging earrings off. And I would be delighted to ship it to anybody who could use it. It costs, I think, around $350. It's a really good microphone. And I know these things go out of style quickly. I mean, they're new innovations.
Not
come.
Really.
But I'd be delighted to send it to anybody who could really use it. Just give me the name.
Yeah, Deb, let me suggest that you send that to me. Not that I really want to have another thing to do, but at least I can be a central point of contact to give it to somebody else. And what I'm really saying is I want to talk to staff, and that's Markeisha, me, and Bobby at this point, and Robin. And I want to burden them. Markeisha comes to everybody, because we got a small staff. So that somebody can, I'll do it temporarily, and then find some programmer who is going to consistently use it or be responsible for managing it.
That's fine.
That's a great suggestion.
So send it to you in care of the station?
Yes. And if you want to send it to me personally, my home address is 22. Send to my PO box.
You
want
to say that on the stream?
Let me ask one question. You know, I know that Sandy Weinman is helping other people do these tapes. And Sandy has offered to do a lot of this for free. I think he would gladly take the lead in doing some of this if he felt he had the authority to do it. And I know that you can't do everything, Judon, and in fact it probably drives you crazy. Are you sure you wouldn't like to have this sent to Sandy so he could kind of work this out? Because I just don't think you keep track.
You're talking about the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care who it's sent to. Just, Deb is in out of the city, Houston, Texas. I'm not trying to manage this. I don't want the responsibility of it. If Sandy's on the call and he accepts the responsibility, or you, for that matter, to just to get it to Houston, and then we'll see who it ought to go to. We need to
think through
that.
That's fine.
And Deb, I'm sorry to hear about, you know, the illness you're dealing with. And I just want to thank you for continuing to volunteer, to support, and handle all that your family's dealing with.
Okay, thanks. I can get Sandy. Sandy isn't on this call, is he?
No. He was here last month, but he's not on this call. But I have a call into him to talk to someone that's actually doing something similar at another radio station, so I could ask him question.
If you get me his address, I'll just send it to him.
Okay.
And why don't you facilitate that?
Okay.
Okay.
Deb has a mind. Lisa will get Sandy, and if Sandy won't take it, then I will contact you back, Judon, about that.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure Sandy will take it. I'm not asking to be paid for it. Just, you know, give it. It's useless up here looking at me off George's dresser, you know.
I understand. Okay, so let's go to...
Anissa's on deck, Teresa.
Okay, Anissa. Go ahead, Anissa.
Oh, shoot, I don't remember. Not for this particular question. Let's see. We've talked about fundraising. I lost what order we are in now.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Where are we on the agenda?
We are on the IGM development report. Okay. So if we have no additional questions for Judon, I just have two questions. The first one, Judon, you said you were going to send out a written appeal and a video appeal. When do you think this will be done?
I'm still working on. Hopefully, I'll be finished this week.
This week, okay.
Nancy, with a question after you, Teresa.
All right, well, go ahead with your question first, Nancy.
Yes,
go ahead.
Will we be able to do call-ins? Did John Alamea say we would be able to do call-ins?
Call-ins for programmers on the fundraising appeal?
No. In programming, Tom said it's going to be like podcasts. Well, that doesn't sound like live to me. But if it is, will we be able to do call-ins? Like people?
Are you talking about listener call-ins?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Listener call-ins. You know, that means live.
Yeah, probably not. Not at first.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Let me just say I don't know. I think they may be able to do it, but we just got to work through that. Let's see if we can't start broadcasting programs live, and then we'll try to add these additional capabilities as we go along.
Okay. I know the answer, sort of. I know that they use Skype, they add Skype in there, and that all works. But if you're talking about listener call-ins, you got to have a phone number for them to call that, you know, rings at the place where you're at. So it just is a little more complicated. I know that they can get guests on the phone pretty easy. You know, you used to have to have all this expensive equipment to do that kind of stuff, and now you can do it with Skype and with these programs. So that's really great.
Okay.
Well,
the
code team that has a cell on BAI was using Skype, and they had a lot of problems. I don't know if they're using Skype now. And the Off the Hook Show and BAI, they were doing call-ins, live call-ins, and they said you just need a phone number to give out on the air, and people call in. So that sounds like the programmer has to have either his own phone number he gives out, or he has a second phone. And it sounds like, to me, they're going to have to do a voicemail, and then the programmer needs to check it for filthy stuff, and then put it on, because there's no dump button that I know of, unless John, clean whatever speed, is that what it's called, has a dump button or delay. Oh, I'm getting.
Let's just worry about getting the guests on the phone first, and the listeners can come later, you know?
No, I'm talking about how do you, you know, dump button, you know, like if they say, something stupid.
Nancy, I understand your point, but I think, let's take one baby step at a time. Let's see if we can't get live broadcast from home from our programmers where they can talk live.
Yep.
And then let's add in the potential for calls to come in. Let's just make a baby step so we're actually talking live. The other issues will take one by one.
Okay. All right. My question. I have a question like, I have a question about our web page. Who is updating our web page right now? And who is ultimately responsible for the appearance of the web page and updating it?
Bobby.
Bobby, okay.
Is there something that you want updated on the web page?
Well, some things I was concerned about have been fixed. I did talk to somebody that had a difficulty giving money over the web page. And I don't know whether it was their computer or whether it was our page.
That was me.
I went online to try to start giving a donation, and I got stopped. I got distracted. But I just think our web page is rather plain and not very appealing right now. And I know Bobby doesn't have much time, but it sure would be nice if we had somebody that made it look a little bit more attractive. The second thing is our Facebook. Who is ultimately responsible for our Facebook? And, you know, are we using our Facebook to try to generate more money, you know, consistently through, like, with one person in charge to make sure that something gets changed every day? You know, something is put on there to make it look like, you know, we're alive and we're active and we're worth, it's worth visiting our web page. I mean, not our web page, our Facebook. Judon?
Are you muted?
No. Hold on. So our web page, all of our technical things are managed by Bobby. He is ultimately responsible for all of that. So that's the website. On the Facebook page, we had a board member, I'm trying to find my email, who had volunteered to do that on our last call.
Is that Venetia?
Most likely.
Venetia Williams.
Yeah, Venetia said she would handle that. So we just need to send her an email and, you know, just let her do that. And with most of these things, it's a matter of content. So if you have something that you would like posted to, because here's the bottom line. We don't want to give everybody access to the website or the Facebook page because some people may use it for other purposes that are not appropriate. So somebody needs to manage that, and that needs to be the person that's guiding and controlling that, not me. So if there's something that you would like to be posted to the website, just send it to Venetia. She'll get it up.
Okay.
Bill, for the sec.
So have we sent an email? Well, let me I have one more question after I finish this one up. So have we sent anything out to the programmers saying Venetia is the person in charge, and if you want something posted, contact Venetia at this email address? Have we sent anything out to the volunteer programmers so they know?
We focus on raising money during the fund drive. One thing that we cannot do is load everybody up with 25 different things to do. We don't have the staff support for that, and it becomes too much. So what I try to do as manager is identify two or three, maybe four, priorities. Put those on a list. Assign somebody to do that, and then come back and get it done, and then move down the list.
Could I ask a question about that?
Yeah, go ahead. Is there somebody else on the stack? No, okay. Go ahead, Bill, and then I'll come back.
Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but about 3 years ago, Venetia Williams volunteered to coordinate the Facebook stuff when Robin left, and she did it for a while, and then the password was changed, and she tried repeatedly to get somebody to send her the new password, and nobody would do it. So as far as I know, she still doesn't have access. So that's the issue. Can you make sure Bobby knows to send her access?
Sure. Bill, if you'll communicate that to me by email, I'll follow up with Bobby and Venetia and try to get that handled. Nobody should be holding us hostage. That's where it's the Facebook.
Well, I am on the web page right now. I mean, the Facebook page right now. Very few posts, and they are all just asking for money. And it's, to me, it's no fun. It does not look very fun. You might, I don't know, if you use Facebook, but I wouldn't go to this page to see anything interesting because there's nothing interesting on it. It's all the same thing. It says, you know, KPFT Houston is asking for donations. Today is the last day of KPFT's extended summer fund drive. Thanks to everyone who's already donated, we're much closer to our goal. And there's a few more posts, but like it doesn't say, well, I'm going to be interviewing this person on Thursday, the 25th of September. You know, there's nothing that would make me want to check in with it every day or something like that. Nothing funny, nothing, you know, current or newsworthy or, you know,
Teresa,
catchy.
To ask to manage that, are you asking to manage that?
I am not technically very skilled at this, but I think two people that might be. My original question was who's in charge of it, and you thought Venetia was, but it sounds to me like nobody on this call ever goes to that page, so I went on it to see if anything was getting posted. So
I might be able to help you with this question because I worked there for a while. There's different programmers that do have access to that page that can post things on there, like Susan Darrow, Rourke. Of course, Robin can post things there. You know, there's I think Sandy might have a login to that too. And so I think they just need to have I think, Judon, that we really need some more communication with the programmers. So you could send them out one of those mass emails to the programmer list and just remind them, you know, that we need content for that page and send it to, I don't know who. I mean, Susan is really good at doing stuff like that. But
can we get that page up by Halloween and do karaoke?
We're not doing karaoke. Well, I don't know.
Well, I tell you what. I will get with Venetia again. Wendy, is there something that you think you can do? Do you think you could do a post or two if you had the password?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm in another planet, kind of, and yes, I could. I certainly could.
Let me ask you, Judon, if would you tell Bobby to give Wendy the password so she could do something, or maybe her son could do something? I do see one interesting thing. I see a link. There is a little posting by 90.1 FM KPFT Houston Friends, which is obviously kind of a Zoom meeting of the prison show. And you see their pictures, and they're moving. You can see them each in a little box. There's like, boy, Mike Lewis really has a beard there. There's like
that must be how they're doing the show.
Yes,
you can
have
people call
in. There is a link to that, but that is it's a link to something else. But very little on the KPFT Facebook itself.
Yes.
Yeah, let me ask you to call Sandy Wyman and ask Sandy to get access and do that. What I'm trying to help KPF do is manage this, because what often happens is a number of people, well-meaning, throw a bunch of stuff on the wall and somebody has to catch it. So it's good at that. He knows how to do it. It's not a heavy lift. And so if you'll just communicate with Sandy, CC me, let me know if there are any issues or problems, and let's go for it. Get it done.
Okay. If you're going to ask between Sandy and Venetia, and Wendy,
we need them both, I think.
Yes, I think so too. Okay, my last question, and then we'll go to Bill. My third question is, and then Nancy. Okay, my third question is the email blast, which I guess is listed. I'm jumping down to outreach issues, but is there anyone in addition to Robin who is putting things out in an email blast?
Robin handles email blast.
Okay, she's in charge of that. And may I ask how many hours a week is Robin working, or is she working more during pledge drives? Or because I don't want to overwork her, but is she working like 20 hours a week? Or
Robin gets done what we need to get done. Everybody is working more than they're being compensated and paid.
Well, I'm not asking anybody to do that. I just want to know.
Is there a mass email that you want out? What is it? What it's for? Send me a copy and we'll send it out.
Okay. Well, my objective is to help find interesting things that would make something newsworthy, because I do occasionally see things from WBAI or KPFK. I see their weekly newsletter, and there are occasionally interesting things in it that catch my attention, make me laugh, and give me a good warm feeling for the station, and I'd like us to do that too. Okay. So
we could do one to the listeners too, tell them how the fun drive did.
Slow down. If we have things from the other station or related to Pacifica, we can link that and post it on our website. We're not going to do mass emails on all these interesting things going on
in the
world.
That's not what I'm asking.
That's not what I'm saying.
He wants to do something like they do.
Yeah.
Give me a link. I'll look at it and see if we can implement it. Just send me a link.
We need to get back to the agenda. We're skipping all around and we've skipped some things like minutes and other stuff too.
Well, we did approve the minutes.
No, we did not.
I think we just approved the agenda.
No, we approved the minutes without objection. Okay.
But there's other things we skipped also.
Okay. Well, we approved the agenda without objection. Okay. Let me go back to the minutes. Do we have any problems with the minutes? Any additions or corrections to the minutes of August 11th? Okay, that passed without objection. Okay. We were now on the report of the IGM. We're now on Bill and then Nancy, and then we will go to fundraising. Bill, did you have a question?
No, not specifically yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nancy, did you have another
question? I just wanted to make sure
Thanks.
Thank you, Bill, for keeping me on track. Go ahead, Nancy.
I did not hear. I came in at 4:11, so I don't know. Sandy organized a fundraiser and came out in the email today, and I questioned whether he filled out an application form for a KPFD event, because that rule was made, I think, 2 years ago. I can't remember. Maybe 2019, 2018, to make sure that Marquisha has his application for a fundraiser. Because we were having a lot of programmers just popping up fundraisers. This is a long time ago now, and Marquisha said, no, from now on, an application form needs to be filled out. And also the PNB had voted on, this is like 2 years ago, there has to be an outline of the fundraiser. It has to be like a contract and a report before and after. And
and the finance committee should be getting this kind of report from Markeisha. I just wanted to put that out in case Sandy has not aware of that.
All right. Well, I'll put that in the we'll put that in the minutes, and I will also ask Sandy about that.
Can I finish talking, Teresa, without you interrupting? Yeah,
I'm
please.
Just telling you. Oh my God.
Okay, I would like to finish. Can you please close your mouth while I finish?
No,
thank you.
Nancy, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm going to make sure that gets done. Now you can go on to your next point.
I didn't ask you. I was talking to the whole committee.
Nancy, this is Judon. This is hold on a second, please. Let me just ask everybody on the call to do as much as you can to respect each other. This yelling, this hollering, this negative comments about persons, whether they're wrong or not, that's not helpful. That's not helpful. Just give everybody some grace. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, and then you have a communication with the email blast to the programmers, and it may have already been said, but it needs to be said again. We cannot keep taking money from the same pockets and the same pockets over and over again. We need to sort of tell our listeners, tell other people about the existence of our station. Tell other people, maybe through social media or in some other way. Tell them about all five stations, because we never say that, and they should be doing something. Give them something to do. Okay, another thing, this lady's name is not Venetia. Her name is Venetia. It's yes, that's right. Venetia Williams. And so there was some reason why her password was taken away. I think, I don't know what it is, so that should be investigated. And if there's some rule that needs to be put forward for anybody who has a password, now's the time to do it if we're going to start up again. That's all.
Thank you, Nancy. Again, put that in the email. Send it to me. You can send it to others. I don't mind. And I will track it down. If you just note how this call is progressing, everyone has suggested four or five different things. We end up with a list of 25 things on a to-do list, and nobody is assigned to do them. That's why I said on the issue of the Venetia Williams having access and phone calls, I will assign that to somebody and have them respond. There's no reason that I'm aware of for Venetia not to be, I have access to the capability to send out those emails and communicate.
Judonna, I would like to respond to that. If you want to see a list of what we want done and who's offered to do what, you just have to look at the minutes. Every time we have a meeting and we take the note, we take minutes, if a person offers to do something, I put two asterisks before their name and I try to highlight it. So, like when Nancy said she wanted Sandy to do an application for the fundraiser, I tried to say, I will make sure that Sandy knows to contact Markeisha. So I'm going to put that in the minutes with two stars in front of my name. And when you have offered to do certain things,
on fundraising issues, those should go to Robin, not Markeisha. Markeisha keeps the books. Robin coordinates raising money. I heard you. I got you. You don't need to repeat all of that. I understand.
Okay, but you just said that we needed to make a list of who was doing what. It is in our list is our minutes.
I read the minutes, is what I'm saying. And that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. So, under fundraising, do we have any specific upcoming pledge drive plans that we can help with, Judon? Or does anybody have any ideas for a specific pledge drive plan? I have one, but maybe somebody else would like to start. Then I'll tell you my plan. I have two ideas. Number one, we should attempt to find people in advance to have a matching fund. And that means calling some people or sending out a letter saying we'd like to raise $10,000 before the pledge drive starts so we can have some sort of matching fund. May I ask Robin if we can do that?
We have done that. Sandy did that. Sandy won. He was very successful. I think he raised something like, it was over $1,000 or about $1,000. But Sandy has actually done that. You may want to communicate with Sandy directly. And yes, Robin is the one who manages that.
Okay. Well, I will we'll talk to Robin. I've done that myself. I've done it with Robin.
Yes, you have. And you have.
I wanted to run it by you to make sure you thought that was maybe something that would be acceptable for the upcoming thing, because we need to start now. We can't just wait until a week before to do that. So I will do that, working on a matching fund for the pledge drive. I also put in a call. We talked at the National Finance Committee meeting. There was a very successful $500,000 drive in May at KPFA. At the same time, people were saying, oh, because of COVID, we can't raise money. KPFA blew it out of the water. They blew it out of the water, $500,000. That's why they don't have to come up with a plan now like we are. They're not, I mean, we're supposed to come up with our 2021 budget now, and they're working on it, and they don't have the pressure that we have because they had a successful pledge drive. I think that the reason why was that they told people that if you don't take a premium, if the money, that 10% of what you give will be given to a charity. I have a call into their development director to get to the specifics of that. We have done that successfully several times before. I asked Robin about it in May, but it never materialized. I think that if we reach the community and said, hey, every time you give money, if you don't take a premium, we'll give $10 or 10% to the food bank. Or we have a big donor that says they will give 10% of what you give to the food bank, then we look like we're not just, oh, me, but we're helping the food bank. And so people want to give to us, knowing that we're sharing with the community. I think it gives a whole sense of us being a community radio station and makes people more open to giving. Does this sound like anything that might be of interest for me to pursue, yes or no?
So
Wendy for the stack.
So Teresa,
go ahead.
Yeah, so Teresa, I don't have an issue with that. Again, put it in the email. I'll send it to Robin and staff, see if they have any issues, and communicate back to everybody and what I mean by everybody, the board, and that's all of the members of the committee as well. If anybody has any issues or problems that we can address, and I don't have an issue with it personally.
Okay. Wendy.
I just want to point out that when you, I'm sure you or some of you have heard them do that, like on KUHF, where they would be, they have that Trees for Houston thing, and they have,
yes,
even have had, like, you know, just different, the food bank, I think, is one of them, too. But it works best when you really go all out with it, and so I think it would be hard to do when we don't have a lot of people live pitching together. Usually they would have a guest from that nonprofit that would be there, and they'd be, you know, doing, you don't want to do it half-assed, because then it's just sort of, I just don't think we could do it at this time, because we're too messed up right now. We got to do some other things first to build it back up so that we can do good stuff like that. And then you have them, they have to be in agreement and stuff. But KPFT did pretty good with them with the mammograms one time. there was a
the Rose,
women's center
the
or something like that. Yeah, they raised money for mammograms, and people really liked that. So if we have a good one that people are, you know, maybe it could be about voting or something. I don't know. We should talk to Robin, too, and I just we
Thank
wouldn't
you.
Be ready for this next one, I don't think.
All right. Well, I will. Well, we have 2 months before the October one, or actually just a month now.
Yeah.
I'll send an email to you, Judon. Go ahead, Nancy.
Bill. Bill for the second.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Nancy, then Bill.
This is Robin.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
go
I remember
Nancy,
Robin.
And then Bill.
Yeah, I remember we already talked about this, and Robin said her decision was not, we're not ready. We're not making enough money to chance doing that. And about the KPFA, there was another thing. It wasn't just that they were giving 10% to three or four different nonprofit groups. They were, during the fund drive, they had a huge list, and I don't remember, 70, 80 nonprofit groups, a link to those 70, 80 different websites. And it was covering their main home page. And so you had to click X to get it out. But I was surprised. It was only during their fund drive, and it had all these names in red ink. And I'm just thinking, I'm just suspicious that did they ask these groups, why don't you chip in such and such amount, and then we'll put you on front of our homepage. You know, I'm just wondering, because it was kind of astounding, 500,000, and they went over their goal. And it just seemed like to me, why did they do that? Why did they cover their whole front page with, it was like 70, 80, 90, it was lots. I didn't count. It was just one after another saying nothing about it, but just the name and the link.
Thank you, Nancy. So, it did catch your attention, didn't it? Go ahead, Bill.
Well, maybe they got them to pay money to do that. And maybe they said it in a way that, would you donate some money, and we'll put your, you know, link your website on our front page.
Yeah,
I'll be I'll be talking to them tomorrow. I have a call in to KPFA. Thank you,
Nancy.
Yes,
yeah.
I hear you.
Go ahead and call the other station and get a real briefing on them on how they did it, why they did it, so you can report back to us. Because it sounds like in order to effect that, it needs to be really thought through and understood and follow the model they've already developed. So we're not kind of thinking sort of what we think they did. Go ahead and go to the horse's mouth and get that and bring it back to us.
Judon, this is Teresa. I'm the one that put in the call already to KPFA.
Yeah, and Nancy's idea, and I wanted Nancy to follow up as well.
It was my idea, Judon.
Okay,
go ahead, Bill.
You follow up. Thank you, Teresa.
Okay, I just want to stress how important we need to focus on the first thing to make this fundraiser successful is to get the live programming back, and not just one or two programs. I know you're talking about this software being made available, but we can't just say it's available and expect everybody to jump in and start using it. It needs to really be pushed, and if there's problems with it, find something else, find workarounds. I suggest you put somebody in charge, like Sandy perhaps, and who already knows how to do a lot of this stuff, and get other people to help, you know, train and facilitate this, because it's not going to happen instantly. And we've lost a lot of listeners as well as donors. And if we can get this going and at least a large percentage of our shows back going live again, then Robin could send out an announcement to our email list, and Benicia, whoever, could, you know, be putting out posts on Facebook, for example, to let everybody know that, you know, we're back. Everybody's back with their live shows, or at least certain ones are back. And that's the way we can hopefully get listeners back, because we're not going to have donors if we don't have listeners. And we've lost a lot of them because of the repeat shows and old shows and things like that.
Okay. Does anybody else have a comment or suggestion regarding the upcoming pledge drive, which is, I think, about 3 weeks away? Do you know what date it's going to start? You know what date it's going to start, Judon?
Second week in October.
The second week in October. You know what day of the week?
It's in an email. I don't have that email.
Okay.
Robin has it.
All right.
And we'll over that in the board meeting tomorrow.
May I ask Robin for that date?
You can, yes, send her an email.
Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is vehicle donations. Does anybody have any comments or suggestions as to how to make that better?
Like on Saturdays or Sunday or something, you know, have place some equipment, you know, in the backyard. Maybe have our speaker have face paint on, and you know, maybe be able to, you know, sort of, you know, kind of get back into a sort of holiday spirit. I mean, we used to do that, like I know for the watermelon call, and you know, as a way to get more listeners.
I don't understand. Are we talking about the pledge drive, Anissa?
Well, we can do something during the pledge drive, like on Saturday or Sunday when it's slow.
Do what? What are you asking us to do on a weekend when it's slow?
Have the programmer for that one show or something, you know, as if we, you know, allow them to come in costume, and maybe we don't know who we have for official face painting. We'll have to look that up among our talent and find volunteers for that. But
there's no events right now.
Okay, well, maybe we could have a virtual karaoke, but I think that would come under other. We're talking about the pledge drive right now, and then I was ready to go to vehicle donation. So we either talk about upcoming pledge drive or vehicle donations. Was your comment having to do with either of them? I'm trying to stay on the agenda.
Well, I thought it was something to do to, you know, acknowledge October, just in general. I mean, like when you said, we had...
Are you talking about a theme for the pledge drive? Is that what you're talking about? Hello?
Okay, yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Anissa, are you talking about face painting? That's dangerous with COVID-19. Are you talking about that? Having people come get their faces painted? Is that what you said, Anissa?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is Judah. I don't understand the last 5 minutes of what that discussion or comment was about. And I think it's something that needs to be deferred to the end of the agenda so we can complete the agenda and end the call. Let's stay with the agenda for right now because I think that's on point.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say one more thing since we haven't quite gone to vehicle donations. We had some personal stories about KPFT. Maybe we should use those personal stories during this pledge drive since we had a whole list of people that wanted to talk about their past experiences in the last 50 years with KPFT. So maybe that's a thought, and I would be happy to work on that if they could be utilized.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion, Teresa. What I want you to do, I'm going to say this again, put it in the email, CC me and Robin and anybody else that you want, and we just technically need to figure out how to record it and then include it in the pledge drive that's coming up in October. We got enough time to make that happen. Great suggestion.
Okay. So, next item on the agenda is vehicle donations. Any comments about that, of how we can make it better? I can say that KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, raised over $100,000 in vehicle donations, but they made it a specific effort to have like a show and talk about and feature people that donated vehicles. say, oh, that's the car I got married in or whatever. I'm just trying to think of how we can make things better. Any other comments about vehicle donations? Any other comments about a special email blast that we haven't discussed? Okay.
About vehicles.
Okay.
I don't hear on the air about vehicle donations. I mean, it's a nice PSA, but I don't hear about other things other than cars, like tractors or water skis or RVs or what else is on wheels. Anyway, I'd like people to be able to see those images, at least in their mind, if we say them. So why doesn't this committee start working on a script so we can tell people about those other things that are eligible for making money for KPFT?
There's a bunch of recordings of them there, too, that probably could come back out again that haven't been played for a while.
Judon, I will send an email to you to have Bobby look for those promos for vehicle donations that evidently have not been played in a long time. Or maybe he... Is there anyone in charge of doing promos right now or PSAs?
So, number one, I heard a announcement today on the station about vehicle donations.
Did it mention any other vehicle other than a car?
No, it pretty much said vehicle donation. That's basically what was the appeal. It was good. It's solid. And you know, I would just suggest, you know, make sure you're listening to the station, because I've been listening to the station deliberately so. In other words, not just having it on, but while I'm working at my computer, making sure that it's on and turned up. Station is sounding pretty good. It's not sounding as busted as it seems like in some of our calls. So, yes, somebody's doing that. Robin handles all of the things related to fundraising. That's her assignment. She does it pretty well. So, yes and yes. If we have someone might give some thought to, other than just making an appeal on the radio for vehicle donations, who is likely to have them? You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who has a automobile sales company that they can donate and write off on their taxes, like some of the major automobile dealerships. That's what I'm thinking, as opposed to me pulling my broken down car out of the garage.
Okay.
This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
A small comment. I've been looking for a used car. And I want to tell you, the used car lot that's near my house on Bel Air and Fondren is like they've got one-fourth or one-fifth of what they had before the COVID. And then I listened to the car show on KTRH sometimes, and he was saying, it skyrocketed, the price for a used car, and it has. It's gone up like $2,000 more. And he said, so the dealers are not getting their new cars from China because Chinese workers are not working, and so then they're buying used cars and sell for a much higher price at the dealerships. The dealerships are buying from the used cars. So used cars really hard to find, and so it's not an easy market right now. So, but those other things like tractor or motor skis or boat or something that trailers. People may want to get
anything
rid of
that anybody is able to acquire that we can give away for a donation, we will do it.
So I think it's going to require a new script, because I haven't heard these things talked about.
You said you could draft the script, Nancy, right?
Well, yeah, I was suggesting the committee, but whatever, if I make up one, I'll let the committee process it and
collectively edit it and review it. Great.
Okay, I will do it.
Okay, Nancy, you and I will write scripts. Next item is a special email blast. Anybody have a comment?
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Tom. I'm asking this Tom to stack, and I'm getting ignored again.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
Judon and Nancy, I have been listening, and it's my suggestion is for the, you know, donate your car and all that. Why don't we have a smorgasbord? And there's various items that we could be donated, and we can sell to the highest bidder to help raise money to the for a radio station.
So, Tom, I don't want to do that just yet because we got a storage problem. In other words, if somebody donates something to us, whatever it is, it could be a TV. Who's going to capture it? Where are we going to put it? Because we don't have staff and we don't have access to the radio station right now. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that, sir. But my suggestion is that we do this online, okay?
Go ahead and explain it a little bit more so I understand it.
Okay. Like you go to these websites that like Wish, they have various items that they sell online. And, you know, we could also do that. You know, we can, you know, and then put it up for the highest bidder.
This is okay. Wendy.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to say, Captain, I support it. Again, send it to me in an email and let me figure out who to assign it to in terms of execution and get it done. Sounds great idea, particularly the way that you suggested. And just before I yield the floor, Tom, Captain, I think you ought to tell the committee and the board, you know, the things that you have done to help the station because you offered a lot of help today. I appreciate it.
Okay. I am in the process. I've already talked to Teresa about this as well. I am in the process of getting bids for electrician and also for the mold and also for the foundation of the station. So I've already sent email to Judon and also to Teresa the list of personnel that are willing to work on the electrical problem and also the mold. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Really, thank you.
Okay.
Now, you know, we're going to get back in that station, hell or high water, but we're going to do it.
So Tom Harper is going to send an email to Judon about something like an online garage sale or some sort of online sale. Okay?
Online garage sale. I like that language. Yes.
All right. Anybody else have any comment for just general ideas of fundraising? Okay. Mike, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Mike. You might want to report on if you've done when I sent the email out, I asked people to say if they had raised any money through Facebook, for example, or just any sort of solicitation. So this might be the time to mention something like that. Go ahead, Mike.
I have already raised today $85 for KPFT. I raised $300 last week on Facebook. And I'm also by word of mouth with all the people that I know in town through my broadcasting and film and DJ experience. I'm trying to build the membership up, and I'm trying to get more donations to come in. August has been a rough month to do this because you had back to school. A lot of people are still out of work, but I'm still asking. You don't have to give big donations. A little donations help out here and there. So I'm trying to meet the goal by the end of this week or next week with another $300 to $500 for the station. And I've already donated and got my 50th anniversary t-shirt and I guess my mask are on the way, and I'm promoting that on my page that you can get the $90 t-shirts for the 50th anniversary of KPFT, and then the $50 donation you get the two masks. as well. And I'm also promoting the keychain. It's $25. The socks, it's $40. And the hemp bag, don't smoke the hemp bag. And then the other KPFC t-shirt.
That's terrific.
I knew Wendy would like that one.
What question, this is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Do we have people, volunteers or staff who are sending out the thank you gifts, or do programmers have to send it out themselves if they get pledges for something for the show?
Robin is managing the thank you gifts. She goes up to the station to do that, and that is being handled, and she has a key to the station. We talked today about that. She's doing that.
Okay, thank you.
Who was that, Tom?
Yes. Also, on my Facebook page, I have a KPFT fund drive or fundraiser also. So, so far, I have been inviting people on my Facebook friends list, and they are responding to me. So we will see what happens. And I have extended my Facebook page until the 30th of September.
Okay. You know, I'm going to have to, I suggest that people, I'm going to try to join your page, Mike. It sounds very exciting. Same way with you. I'm going to be looking for your Facebook sites because it just sounds like fun. I want to get in on the action. So thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. Okay. Judon, is there any comment? Is there anything that we're doing with the gala at this point? Because I haven't heard back on anything.
No, we're not doing anything with the gala. One, you know, because of the COVID, we can't ask anybody publicly. We started talking about doing a virtual gala. We haven't had a chance to go back and look at that again. We are aware that it's our 50th anniversary year, and we're still looking at that, and we're processing all of the stuff that we've already suggested. So that's something that we'll probably look at a little bit more later this month. If
what
you'll
specifically,
mention,
you said we're processing things that we discussed before. What specifically are we processing?
Every single thing that we discussed on this call.
Oh.
We were talking about doing an event with Amy Goodman and Tom Hartman.
All of that.
Speaker. Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. I've actually been looking historically at all of my KPFT emails, notes, and all of that. And much of what we, in fact, I went back to 2008, 2009. Many of the things that we're discussing today, I'm sure Bill will probably remember, were discussed 3 or 4 years ago. I issued so much new ideas, but execution and completion. And that's why I've been narrow
and
the top for three things and get
Anissa,
those done.
Anissa, you need to mute.
And then move down the list. That's all I had to say. But
okay.
Thank you. This is a thick, productive, and useful call.
Yeah, okay.
And it's almost 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to hang up.
Okay, so I'm going, if it's okay, last time I talked, I would really like to help with the Amy Goodman or Tom Hartman. I do notice that the Planned Parenthood Luncheon, which is so successful every year, I think they raised $1 million last year. They're just doing a virtual lunch this year, so we just need to talk about how we need to get that subcommittee going again. All right, the next item on the agenda is outreach issues. We already discussed social media, unless somebody has any other comments about social media. Any other comments,
Nancy,
about the web? Go ahead, Nancy.
About other, you skipped. I was going to suggest that we be thinking about a new bumper sticker. I'd like to get ideas from this committee about a new bold bumper sticker because that's sort of really cheap outreach. And the other the other stations are starting to charge for the bumper stickers. We never charged for them. Democracy Now! Charges, I think, $1, is it, for a bumper sticker? There's a
song.
And five? Is it five? Well, you get
yeah.
a deal if you buy 10 and you get the price down. Well, anyway, so I like this idea because it's like a mini poster, and I like to make posters, and it's right on the car. So would the other
Well, did they ever do a 50th anniversary bumper sticker?
I don't know.
No, did they? I mean, they did a shirt, and there's a logo. Was there ever a sticker?
For Democracy Now! Or for this station?
No, KPFT.
I've never seen that.
How about if I send an email to Robin and ask her whether she wants to do something special with the T-shirt and the mask and using that logo or something special for a bumper sticker. And we should also ask her if she has a lot of the old ones sitting around, because we can't produce a new one if we still have a lot of old ones.
Bill for the staff.
The old ones were all on Dwayne Bradley's door, and after he left, I don't know, everything got taken off, and there's nothing there now. So
no, I'm talking
I just have
about
like
the last bumper sticker we reproduced. Whether there's a
oh,
lot
well,
of them.
Oh, the red one, the small one.
Yeah.
I think I have one of those that's 89 with the Galveston that I cannot give out anymore. And then I have one old one that's black, but not. I didn't take a picture of that door. I wish I had taken a picture of the door. Anyway, can we be thinking and submit something to, like, take a picture of it and give it to the committee? Maybe we can come up with something good. But, you know, 50th anniversary, you don't have much space on a bumper sticker. And you want to put 90.1 FM, you want to put kpfd.org, and
yeah.
What else?
Well,
could
I would
you
just
got?
Everybody
I would
send
just
your designs. Send your designs
design
to the
Bill for the stack.
Yeah,
okay,
everybody.
Go ahead.
I'd like to.
I'm sorry. Are you finished, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Well, before that, we might need to figure out what's the distribution plan, because we're not doing events. People aren't going to the station. Costs money to mail them as well as print them. So, you know, maybe we should keep that on hold until we have a more feasible way of distributing them.
Well, I have... I'm sorry. Can I give my idea of distribution?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I have a reacher. My mother broke her hip twice, so she was given a reacher each time she went through rehabilitation. And it's really nice. So if you stand at the library at such and such day, so-and-so will be at this library, and they'll put, you know, pinch one of those stickers, and
oh,
that extends
the
my arm.
Grabber. Oh, I love
yes.
it.
Anyway, I can give it to them so that I don't have to get real close to the people, and they can just get it that way, you know, check off my list.
That's awesome.
And maybe at the same time, give them a free program guide. If we ever get it done again. I mean, I checked
okay,
the last
come on.
Time.
You guys, we got to go.
700 for only 10,000 newspapers. 10,000 program guides for $700 was the last time. But they might, they're so hard up
okay.
now. Maybe they'll give us a better deal.
Okay, we are going to end this call in about 10 minutes. So at this point, you're going to, if you give an idea, I'm going to try to find somebody to take responsibility for it, and we'll move on to the next item. Okay, the
we
bumper sticker. I'm going to send an email to Robin and tell her what we are planning, what our ideas are, and so she can get back with us on that.
Here's an idea.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
Here's an idea. We're not
go
responsible
ahead.
If you fall in love with KPFT.
That'd be perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, we've been on this call for an hour and a half. I've got to go back and do some work, y'all. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
I think this
yeah,
is
me too.
It. I
move to adjourn.
It's 5:28. We will adjourn,
yep.
And you will see the date at the next, you'll see the date at the next month. It's already on KPF, TX. Do we want to move this into the evening because Danelle and Venetia were not able to come on because they're working now? Do we want to move this to 6 o'clock next month? What do you think?
I'll make a motion that we move it to 7 p.m.
Seven? Do you want to? Everybody, you want to go 7 p.m.?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. All right.
What day?
The
13th. That I see it's posted on the 13th. That's National Finance Committee meets that evening.
Yeah,
that's the only other thing.
That's the challenge here.
Change another Tuesday.
We could try 5:30, and we could have an hour.
Okay.
About an hour and 45 minutes before finance starts. How about 5:30 then, everybody?
We're discussing right now. It's everybody getting off of work.
Yeah. Well, if people are still quarantined, then they could finish work at 5 and they could be on the phone by 5:30.
You're forgetting traffic and all this other stuff.
But they won't have traffic. They won't have traffic if we're still...
How long is the finance meeting?
The finance meeting is a telephone conference.
Right. And how long is that?
It doesn't start until 7:30.
Okay.
So we have this one at 5:30 and it starts at 7:30. We have an hour and a half to get our business together. Everybody okay with 5:30? Yes.
Teresa, how about October 6th? So that gives us 1 week before the fund drive starts. What do you think? Then you don't have to have two things at the same day, finance and development. How about the 6th? October
6th? I agree with Nancy.
All right. Everybody want to go with 7 o'clock or earlier?
7.
Hello? A week before the finance committee would be suitable.
October
6th.
I like October 6th. That's fine. I would like to have a little earlier than 7 o'clock, because nobody has to drive anywhere for this.
Okay, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay, everybody.
Yep.
Okay, 6 p.m. All right. This meeting's adjourned. 5:31 p.m. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good meeting. Good meeting, everybody. Bye-bye.